Thank you.
You're welcome. Bon appetit.
It's been another break, John.
It's been years again. Again.
John, yeah. You've been in the snow.
Fuck me in the ass, I did. Yeah, I went to the snow with my gorgeous father and my rat brother and my who got me sick. So if yes. I sound bad on the mic and in your
That's his
hot
fault.
Little ears, you're welcome for that.
Mm.
And also with our lawyer and friend, Maddie HW.
She was there on legal
She was
work.
There on legal terms for that. I had to bring her along as a personal, you know, bodyguard and...
Yeah, you should, you know, fight all the questions and the media.
The media. They were banging down our door. They were skiing behind me on the snow with microphones out. And she was coming.
Mr. Robles, what do you think of the tax?
Yeah, the tax. And she would come in and say, no comment.
And no tax.
And no tax. We don't like it. That's our statement. No tax.
Write that down.
Write that. Yeah, so if you saw that in the cover, if you're listening in New Zealand, you might have seen that on the news or in the newspaper.
Big news. I'm trying to do news.
Big news.
Big news.
Big news.
John Gin Robles.
Oh, boy. Not great, a bit.
It's a bit rough. A bit rough as guts.
Not our best. We can get one of those people in here.
Mark?
No, a New Zealander. Yeah. You know, get them to do it.
Yeah.
And we'll take credit.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is
Well, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Oh, yesterday I had a coffee.
I've been watching some movies.
What movies? Oh,
yeah.
What you want?
A movie
what
girl.
You want?
Well, we have to say that we did watch together.
My best friend's wedding.
And guess what? I had a serious talk about it with my auntie. I was like, I fucking hated this movie.
Really?
And
your
she was
auntie?
Like, what do you mean? She was like, because I was excited. I was just like, I hated it. She's so unlikable. And she's like, yeah, that's the point. Julia Roberts is supposed to be unlikable. It's supposed to show you, like, it's, like, not your typical rom-com and that, like, we see the bad side of her and she doesn't end up with, like, and I was like, I guess so. And I was just wondering why it frustrated me so much. And I guess it was because I'm, like, watching this and being like, no, girl, like, go talk to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you're honest girl.
I'm honest girl.
Her feelings
and I just
girl.
Didn't find it, like, funny for her
no.
to just keep being a bitch.
I think because we... Because we've lived that a bit.
A
maybe
bit.
A bit.
A
is
bit.
That I've definitely wreaked havoc on my loved ones by not saying my feelings.
Yeah,
and
but she was actively trying to ruin some of the...
Yeah,
like,
a bit.
Imagine if you one day, is like, you're like, I have a crush on this person. And then that person now is getting married. And then you realize...
And then I sort of bring my gay lesbian friend over and I say, Marsha, you gotta... Pretend to be my wife.
We're going to ruin this woman's
We're gonna
life.
Ruin this woman's life.
And then I can't sit by and be like, go up, slut. I'd be like, John Robles, fuck off.
Yeah, a bit.
Go to therapy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Straighten your hair.
Straighten your hair.
For once.
For once. Get a bangle going.
Get a bangle going. A BB cream.
A BB cream. A clip.
Clip.
A banana,
banana
clip.
Preferably banana for all that hair.
But anyway, so that was nice to watch a movie.
It was
and then,
really nice.
And then I went and watched The Breakup.
Oh, what's that one?
That is with Jen Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
And it was a recommendation of a friend of mine who loves rom-coms. So we've been chatting about those.
Cool.
And I loved it.
Really?
I loved it.
Loved
it was a bit toxic, but it was very real. Like, it was very real, I would say. It was quite modern. And Vince Vaughn's very lovable. And Jenna's
Wait,
is very
Vince
hot.
Vaughn. Vince Isn't he an action guy?
No.
Vince. Oh, he's ugly
he's
guy.
He's ugly.
Yeah.
He's schlep.
Is that a Judd Apatow thing?
Kind of, but not. He's like, what is he, in Dodgeball?
He's Judd Apatow's
He's
girl.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, I'm ugly girl, but people still love me. Did you know, that, right?
I think he's got a bit of a sex appeal.
Yeah, you fucking would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not just me. The whole of the world. is a bit like, go off Vince Vaughn. You're meant to be an everyman, tall man, dodgeball man.
I don't think he's likable.
Beer man.
Beer man.
Beer man.
Yeah, but. The
football.
Dirty man.
Baseball.
He's dirty man.
Dirty man.
Yeah, he's boring man.
Yeah, and he's a bit funny man. Bit comedic timing man.
A little
bit crazy.
Maybe. A little bit, maybe.
A little bit. I love Wedding Crashers. That's a fucking film.
Wedding Crashers.
With Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I think I saw it once, but didn't remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say he's less of a Judd Apatow man than...
Jonah Hill.
No.
Michael Cera.
No. The one from...
Ellen Page.
No.
Ellen Page. She was.
No. The one from Freaks and Geeks and also from the one where his girlfriend cheats on him.
Her hand is on my leg.
I'm touching his knee and I'm going in.
My thigh. Yeah. What? What? Freaks and Geeks and cheats on her?
The tall one.
Woman or man?
Not Ant-Man. Not Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd.
No, the other one.
What?
Who? It's with a J.
Jonah Hill. Joe Rogan. What?
Judas.
Judy. Is it a man? It's a man.
She's
Googling
it.
Now. We're
going real loose.
In the studio.
We're going real
Freaks
loose.
And Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks. This guy. This one. Where is he?
Where? What? James Franco.
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel. He is another man.
He's that man.
Who's no. ugly girl. And everyone's like, we love you.
Yeah, I agree. But he's funny man. He's funny, likable man.
He is a bit more likable than
they're
Vince
Vaughn.
They're
the same height and weight and
they're
vibe.
The same height and weight. Are they?
Like,
how tall
I would say
he?
That they're like super tall. That's right.
9.3 meters.
Meters.
What are we looking at for?
Look up Vince Vaughn. I swear Vince Vaughn isn't.
Do you think he's tall?
Yes. Yes. Ready?
Oh! 1.96.
Fuck my ass. Yeah, I told you.
He's tall enough
and
to do it.
And he's not in those movies. He's more of a Ben Stiller guy. Wedding Crashers, The Breaker, Dodgeball,
the
Couples Retreat. None of these are the movie you think. Gotta watch Old School. That looks good.
That looks good.
Add that to the list.
Let everyone know I gotta watch that movie. He was in Psycho?
Psycho. Wow.
How was he in Psycho?
Oh, no. It's a remake. He's the psycho.
Oh,
ooh, that's
that
cool.
Looks bad.
He looks scary. I bet that's hot. Mm.
No, I'm not into that. I don't think he can be hot. You know who's hot?
Here we go.
Shut the fuck up. Bridesmaids. Officer. Who's that?
Oh, that Irish
officer
guy.
Rhodes.
Officer Rhodes.
Officer Rhodes. Chris O'Dowd.
A bit.
A bit, a lot.
A bit, maybe.
What's his height? Give me a number.
1.7.
1.9.
Whoa.
1. Hell yeah.
Tall man club.
Hot man club. Actually, maybe and not so good.
Not so good
with
generally.
With the aging.
Maybe this a bit.
Give me younger.
This a bit.
Yeah, he's like wearing a sweater.
Hello, hello.
Ooh.
That's fucked. That no hair's a bit.
Oh, no, no hair. Why do guys do that?
They shave their hair off.
But keep it.
Keep it. Put it back.
Put it back, right? It's like, no. When I go bald, I'm going to do everything to get it back. I swear to God, you'll see me in 20 years. I'm going to look like a
freak.
Are you
going to comb over?
No, I'm not going comb over. I'm going to do
wigs.
No.
You should do a
no,
wig.
No.
Go
wigs,
blonde.
Go wigs, blonde, long, Donatella Versace.
What do you mean?
I'm going to get surgery and
you're
microblading.
You're going to get hair plugs.
No, they don't do that anymore. They don't do that. I watched a video.
Serious?
Yeah, I watched a video
what
on BuzzFeed. Fuck you. I watched a video on BuzzFeed,
mm-hmm.
and what they do now is they do microblading on your scalp, right?
What's
you know,
that? That's like tiny little
cutting? No, you dumbass. Microblading. It's what they do on your eyebrows. It's like an eyebrow tattoo.
So they're drawing.
So they draw little dots on your head. They draw little lines on your head to make it look, and it makes you look full first, and then give me a second. Stop doing that face. The second thing is the surgery. Sorry, I have to burp. Not good. we'll cut that out, Mark. They don't do hair plugs anymore because it was bad.
Yeah, bad.
But what they do now, you need to watch this video. YouTube, it's like the try guys, fuck
Why?
My ass.
Were you watching
hair
this
plugs,
just
surgery.
Scared?
Not because I'm scared, because I was
getting
prepared. No, I was sad and alone at night in my room.
Watch a movie. What?
I never watch a movie alone, but I do like going to the movies alone, but I don't watch movies at home alone.
Yeah, I had to physically like put my phone several times on airplane mode just to focus.
Several times.
Several times I would come off it and I'd be scrolling and then I'd have to be like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't know what's happening in the movie. Have to go back to
the
movie.
I hate that. It's like, can you say it again? You know what I mean? When I miss something in the movie, I'm like, why is this?
You know, this is a two-way street.
A bit. It could be in some ways.
In some ways, yeah. So it's kind of like better to go to the movies.
I love going to the movies.
Have you ever done any canoodling in a movie theater?
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. The closest I have. This is a true, real, deep story. Mm. From the first man I ever loved. The beautiful man I went to high school with. He's not going to listen to this.
Okay. Maddie's at the door.
Right. Maddie's about to blow our asses to hell. I will say his name, and I don't care.
Yeah, go.
His name is Peter.
Does he know you love him?
Okay, here's the tea and the secret and the mystery and the spice a bit. Is that he was the first person that I was like, oh my God, I'm gay, because I fell in love with him. And I thought he was in love with me too, truly, deeply, in my soul. Because like, there were all these like things and like, I don't know. There was just like, I just felt like there was major vibes between us. And then it's sort of like the rumor got spreading that it was like they're gay.
Yeah.
And then, and he had a girlfriend as well at the time. So he was like, you know, whatever. And,
you know. So straight.
So.
I'm kidding.
And then, but he was already bi guy. That was his thing. Is that he was bi guy?
Cool guy.
A bit. It was like, I'm cool. Yeah. And then whatever. And then he pulled away. When everyone was like, what? And I never got the chance. I never worked up the courage to be like, to get him alone and be like, what is happening?
Oh my God.
Do you like me or
Holy shit.
Yeah. That is like truly the trauma of my life.
Dude, we should get him on here. You should tell him right now. Go message him.
Tell him right now on air. Peter. I really liked you back then.
No, you should absolutely like... Hit him. Is this New Zealand?
No, he's in America, in Princeton.
Do you have his like number or something?
No, I don't have his fucking number.
His Facebook?
I don't have his digits.
His Facebook?
I've got him on Facebook, but he's like,
you should message him and be like, can I ask you a question?
No way.
I would.
Really?
I'll do it for you.
No
Truly,
way.
Yeah.
That's so deep.
It's so hot to do it like much later in the future because there's no gun.
I know, but
there's
it
no,
feels like a gun.
There's no.
That's how
you
real
block
this
him.
Is for me.
You
it
block
feels
him.
Like a gun. You block him. We get legal in here. We wipe his ass off this earth.
You know what I mean? I think you should. And I bet all the listeners would agree with me that there's nothing to hold you back.
Really?
Yeah. And then imagine knowing, being like, yeah, he fucking felt it too. Or he's like, no. And he could still be lying, but at least you could be like, okay.
Okay, I guess you didn't like me. I guess my life is a lie. I became gay for no reason.
So true. That's so, yeah. So please.
I think I'll think about it.
Yeah, think about it.
That's a bit real and
deep. A bit real and deep.
But yeah, but that's the only time in a movie is that.
So was, yeah, you went to the movies.
This is like an iconic night in my childhood is that we went to the movies because I was friends with all these fucking lovely girls, but they made me feel a bit uncomfortable sometimes about being gay.
You're gay.
It was. And I was like, no, I'm not. And then and then we went in the movies and I sat next to him. We were sitting next to each other and we were watching the movie 2012. Which
Isn't
is,
that about the end of the world?
Yeah, it's about the end of the
Great.
World.
That's hot.
That's hot. And I put my hand on his knee.
Oh, at what part?
Like
the credits?
No, like early on.
Early?
Early on.
As a move?
Yeah.
So you could do that and you couldn't say, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Fuck. fuck.
You know, physical gay girl. And closeted and yeah, sad
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, depressed yeah.
okay.
girl.
And hand
then,
on the knee.
Hand on the knee. And then no. for the next 30 minutes,
no.
every...
No.
It moved.
No. What do you mean?
Up.
Up.
The leg.
Oh, fuck. What's he doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
He's taking it.
He's no, in. He's not taking shit. I'm not jerking him off. It's literally just my hand on his
But what
jeans.
I mean is he's not being like, take it off. He's being like, keep it going, girl.
That's a bit, maybe.
A bit,
but
maybe.
We don't know, maybe.
We don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
If you asked him, I bet he could tell you.
I truly, in my head, I think that if I asked him, he'd be like, "I don't remember that at all."
Fuck that idiot.
I think that, but okay. I but that's me mind reading. Maybe he.
Your mind
like,
reading? Yep. Good. Cool. That's a throwback.
Yeah.
Because
everything
episode.
In my brain says that someone that maybe I had a thing with would be like, "No, I never liked you.
Yeah,
no one
yeah,
will ever
yeah,
like
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
dirty."
Yeah. And that's not.
And
real.
That's maybe not real, but. But yeah,
wow.
I moved it up, and then I got to like inner thigh,
yeah.
And I wasn't, I don't know, maybe I was trying to touch his dick or something. I wasn't gonna get him hard.
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
what
just
it
a
was.
Physical
I was
thing.
Just like, yeah, I guess. And I was so like confused about like
oh, baby.
Physical affection.
Is
like,
his
I
girlfriend
was, like,
next to him?
No,
it's just you two.
No, no, it's us two, and then
the
these
girls.
Two girls who are like our friends.
They're fucking
and they're,
themselves.
And they're like sitting there, like John's gay, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And then it got to like inner thigh, and then he stood up and he asked to sit where one of the other girls was sitting.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
He stood up. He like
mid your hand in his legs.
Yeah. And he stopped and he was like, can I? He like whispered to one of the girls.
What?
And she switched seats with him. And I don't know what they said.
Okay. Weren't you like really sad when that happened?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that's
crazy.
That's the trauma of my life.
That's traumatic a bit.
Mm-hmm. And then I just, and nothing happened. Like no one, nothing was said.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That like the girl just sat there and no one said, like no one was
no,
like, that
no.
was crazy. It was
no,
just
no,
like.
No, no, no. No one was like, you're gay.
And you know, Dwayne
wow.
The Rock Johnson was, you know, doing
killing
his thing
it.
On screen.
He was killing
and then,
it.
Yeah. And that was it.
That's a bit huge.
And then,
that's
and
a
it
bit
was
huge.
Never discussed, never talked about.
That's a bit huge. That's maybe. Huge. That's huge. Then like taking it off the hand, taking the hand off.
Yeah.
He just left.
Yeah.
That's so, okay. I don't like him. I'm just kidding. I just mean like, I think that's really interesting and you should find out about it.
I guess.
Don't die wondering.
Oh my god, I guess.
Because I'm going to kill you.
I got a gun right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's interesting that he didn't, rather than saying, rather than communicating, it was the kind of thing that there was no communication, but it was like a, obviously it was still a no. I wasn't like, I needed to put my hand further.
No.
But it was like, instead of maybe any kind of dialogue, I guess.
That's what he did.
Yeah. But then I probably felt like ashamed and like
of course
dirty because I was like, oh my god, I was doing something he always hated. He
yeah
never
yeah
liked
yeah
it.
Yeah yeah fuck, there's it's not black and white, it's very nuanced.
God, this is really thoughtful girl.
I know. Well, we came into this thoughtful girls.
Yeah,
you were
did.
Listening to a musical, I was watching a show.
I was watching The Big Bang Theory.
And that always gets me thoughtful. Sheldon. We can be sweet girls today.
I know.
It's a rekindling of our time. Like, you've been away and I missed you.
I know. I missed you too.
I was out here fucking and jerking.
Sucking and licking. And
sucking and licking.
All the way through the ABC studios.
All the way through
the ABC. All three of them.
Me and Mark are back on and it's bad.
Really bad.
Yeah, you know. I could do better.
Yeah.
But he's right there.
And that's the most important thing in a sexual partner is that he's just right there.
Proximity.
Proximity. Take it from me in the movie theater, you know? If it was anyone else sitting there, I would have done the same.
Yeah, Mark puts his hand up and he goes in. He goes all,
he goes
way
all
in,
the way in.
And I don't say no.
Four fingers.
And a thumb.
And a thumb.
Woo!
Woo! And the people in the movie theater are like, is someone cooking salmon in here?
And I say, it's my goddamn right. Fuck you.
And the usher is wearing a tiny little hat and a red suit and he's got a flashlight and he's like, ma'am.
Please, no salmon.
Please. Please. This is, you know, what's that movie with...
What?
That movie with Tim Allen where he becomes Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
It's the Santa. He's like, this is the Santa Claus. Why are you doing this?
In my head, that movie's called either Santa Claus or Merry Christmas.
Tim Allen in Merry Christmas.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
No, that's a female version. That is a great idea for a film. A what? Woman being Santa.
Santa Claus.
Call it Merry Christmas.
That's amazing.
Merry write that down, Christmas. Mark. Write that down.
Fucking hell. We got to get Maddie to trademark that. No one fucking steal
no
that.
No one steal that.
Can I be Mary?
I think I don't want an Italian. And
sorry, what?
You imagine rat bastard. Everyone's like, why does she have dark hair? I wanted her blonde or with white hair.
This is so racist and sexist.
What do you picture? What do you picture Merry Christmas to look like?
A blonde woman with big tits. Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
In her movie finale.
A bit.
This is her last movie.
A
return to the silver screen.
Yeah.
I guess. And she's like, I've got some presents, boys.
And the reindeer are like, how are we going to get this broad across the world with
the
those big knockers?
Are all hard. And they're like, you know how dogs have red
little
penises?
Dog red dicks.
Yeah, they have those.
God, that's good.
Water break. Mark's the water boy.
Water. Ah! Oh, what'd you do? Funny bone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Nothing funny about it.
In here in ABC.
Shit.
Shake that out, yeah.
You know what I was thinking? And I'm going to throw this to you and you might hate it or not.
Okay.
And feel free. Don't feel like there's a gun and you have to go along with it because we're on air. Because we can cut it.
Okay.
But do you want to try doing hot or not?
Yeah, wait, in terms of men?
Just like we would say things that we think are hot. We just have to go back and forth between hot things that are hot or not.
Okay.
Are you into it?
Sure. Let's give it a go.
Okay. Sneakers with Velcro.
The way you got so serious so quick. And I'm the crazy one over here. The way she composed herself, and that is a true actress, a screen actress girl. Conchita Caristo, screen actress.
I'm a thoughtful girl.
She really is a bit, and I'm in a musical, so watch out. We're actually
watch
triple.
Out, world.
Yeah, we can do more than
we
just
can do more than this.
Sit in the fucking basement of ABC Studios with an alcoholic cigarette man. Yeah.
Yeah, I
so
know.
So what'd you say? Sneakers with Velcro?
Yeah.
Hot. I'm wearing them right now.
Slut? Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Velcro is cool and it's like,
yeah,
it's retro and it's like easy. It's easy. I fucking hate tying shoelaces and mm-hmm. I love it. Hot.
So tying shoelaces? No.
Not hot. No. What the fuck is hot about tying shoelaces? Oh, sorry. I'm really slow. I always have to say that whenever I'm stuck tying shoelaces and everyone's waiting for me. I'm always like, I'm really bad at tying my shoelaces. No, I'm not. It just takes time.
Fair enough.
No, I'm getting
sorry,
serious.
John. I'll never do that again. Hurry up, John. You're gay.
No, I'm not. I'm bad at tying my shoelaces. Why don't people stop calling me gay?
Wait. Are you straight?
No, I'm gay.
I think it's funny to tell people you're straight. It's one of my favorite things.
To tell other people
of being
I'm
like,
straight?
Wait, John's straight?
Imagine.
We'd be fucking.
No.
No, even if you were straight, you wouldn't want me because I'm an Italian girl.
No, because you're
with
Italian.
Small knockers. And you resent me for it.
No. If I was straight, I'd be awful. Yeah, I'd like the worst girls.
Yeah, it's why every day I'm like, I'm glad I'm not a man. And you're probably every day like, I'm glad I'm not straight.
Most, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said that they were like, someone asked someone on something on a podcast.
Some platform. When I was at home.
I saw a meme that was like me listening to a podcast, and it's a picture of like, there's like a billboard of like friends having dinner, like an ad, and it's a third person sitting next to them with a bowl being like, I love it. And that's what it feels like listening to a podcast.
I know, it's beautiful.
It's a bit beautiful, but also sad and lonely. But anyway, on this pod, they were like, how often a day do you think about the fact that you're gay? And I was like, literally every second of every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Every single thing I do, I'm
That's
like...
That's amazing. I'm gay.
I'm gay. Everything. That's everything. So when funny. I walk in the... When I... The way I walk, the way I talk to people, when I look eye contact with people, everything, I'm like, I'm gay. And so these people can all tell and they all want to kill me.
You're so beautiful. I love you.
Thank
Just,
you.
That's real.
Thank you.
I love that you're gay.
I love that. You and my dad both.
You gotta meet my friend Johnny's gay. My beautiful son, beautiful John is son. Gay.
Yeah, a bit. Maybe a bit.
A bit. A bit.
Mm.
Hey, you remember that the other day when we were getting the bus and I was trying to show you that thing in the thing? I was trying to show you the carving of me and the girl in the bus stop.
That's very
I wonderful. Asked her, I was like, did we do that or did I make that up? And she said, we absolutely did that, but I think it's gone.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Oh my God, that's serious and deep as well.
I know.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
What's so serious about what I just said?
I don't know. It's like the same thing. High school love.
High school love, girl. Mm. Yeah. But see, just message him.
I know, but your person was like, I love you. And
I mean, not she like was.
Okay, a bit.
A bit she was like, I like guys.
Okay, I'm straight. But still, you wrote something in concrete together.
Yeah.
My guy.
Okay, you have no idea what I've done with this girl, and I'm not saying it on the pod, but you should ask me later.
I will ask you after the pod. All right.
Cut that out.
I got that. Cut that out, Mark, for the live listeners.
Okay, so messaging an old high school crush and asking if they were into it, yes or hot or not?
I think it is hot, but I don't want to. I'm scared, girl.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's the fear and shame. And I'm sorry, listeners, to harp on this so much. I feel like I'm being a sad sack of shit. Mm-hmm. But it's the thing of like, that is like one of my deepest fears is being ignored, being like ignored, which is what it kind of ended up being.
Yeah,
is
that like a ghosting a bit.
It's like always that. Yeah. It's like nothing was ever here. And it's like,
oh my God, like gaslighting, denial, like...
A bit. Not, I guess not intentional gaslighting, but like it's two ways.
It's like, when you feel like you're crazy. You're like, this is a thing, right? And someone's like, no, it's not. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah. But take away the asking about it.
Yeah.
Just me being in my head and, you know, that's crazy. Me being crazy alone in my house.
Yeah.
So but it is. I think it's
ignoring and then shame.
I guess so. Yeah. The ignoring, that would be like, oh, I am fully crazy. And now... He's going to, like, tell his friends about it. Or, like, imagine, like, the psychoness if, like, he saw the message and then read it, ignored it, like, didn't respond, and then told no one. That is, like, a secret of the world. A bit. It's a big...
Yeah.
It's a bit movie.
But that just means that man hasn't done the work about it. That's the thing you have to learn about, like, ghosting and stuff is that, like... It tells you more about them than it does about you. You can only do the work up until for yourself, and then you can't do the work for them. So what you have to do is do the work of being like, why am I doing this? Is this to help me get closure? I have to prepare myself for maybe he won't, what do I do, blah, blah, blah. And then if he absolutely does nothing, that shows him being like, for whatever reason, you don't know, but like, he's not okay, he's not prepared, he's a man that pushes everything down. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess it just feels like, even from his end, I feel like it would be such a hard conversation.
Yeah.
That's one of the hardest things in the world for me. Like, you know me, I literally never, ever, ever, ever get crushes. Ever. Mm. And like...
That, true.
And that is like something that I don't really understand why, but it's like, not since like maybe even high school or... Mm. Like, have I just, my brain just been like, oh my God, like I like this person. Like not just like I think they're hot, but also their personality, whatever. So then. Mm.
So it's like special when it happens.
I guess so. But to have the conversation about like. Of that in the past. Like I've never done that with someone. Been mm-hmm. like, I liked you.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life.
So. I just did that really recently with a guy. And I was like, yeah, he was another guy that I was in love with for so many years. He was the best friend of
my dad.
A guy I was dating. Two guys I dated. Get Whoa, over it. Yeah.
A bit.
And I was just like so deeply head over heels, like obsessed with him. And like we were friends. And anyways, only until I never fully really like made a move, but we like made out like once, like on a really drunk night, but he probably doesn't realize how much that meant to me. And then cut to literally, I think earlier this year or the end of last year, we were just like gramming randomly. And he had sent me these old photos of us when we were together. There was absolutely vibes. I think there were vibes. And I was like, God, you have no idea how much I was like in love with you then. Or how much I liked you. I probably didn't say love. And he was like, are you joking? Like, I really liked you too. And I was like, okay. Oh
my God.
Bye. Truly. And he was like, I was so scared. And I was like, are you fucking crazy? I was so scared. And it's a little bit like, well, what the fuck do we do now? Nothing. You don't have to do anything. It's not about that. But
I guess, yeah.
But it makes you a little bit like, whoa.
So did you get kind of closure or some kind of moving forward from that?
I think truly it got to, it's been so many years that I'm like, I got over him truly.
How
like
many
I just
years?
Moved and changed and now I don't I'm really like that's what took me getting I was so hung up on that man that it just took like time and growing as a person for it to subside. Because you know how when you really like someone you're like, I would do anything to not like this person anymore. It never works. It you have to give it like time or whatever. That that was more of a nice validating thing of just being like, oh, that's a bit cool, but because I'm so far out of it. Like if I knew known that then as it was happening, my whole life probably would have changed a bit.
Yeah.
But just now I'm a bit like comfortable girl in myself to be like, oh, that's so cool. How a bit crazy.
Oh my God.
And yeah, he's like doing different. And we probably don't feel the same way about each other. But I think we were a bit special to each other back then. And two both shy girls to say it.
Whoa.
But we then saw each other. Then after that, more recently, and I talked about it more to him. I kept being like, you have no idea there was this and there was this. I could talk about it for years, how much he was ingrained in my like psyche and life of just like when you really like someone so much. And I don't know if he was like as receptive to it. Like maybe he's just not as talkative or whatever. But part of me was like,
how did you know each other? You were friends of friends or friends?
Oh my God.
Yourselves?
So we met when I was school captain. We were, Humble we brain. Would go, yeah.
Okay. You were famous.
But we would, the leaders would get to go to our brother's school, St. Patrick's College in Strathfield. Fuckfest, absolutely. Like, I would never get to see dudes. So the only time I was seeing dudes is in these really formal occasions of, like, debating and, like, going over for leadership
looking
stuff.
Looking for Alebrandi.
Absolutely, queen. And so I met all these guys at once. I met my boyfriend that I eventually became, I think, Vaughn. There was James. There was Adrian. Oh, my God. So the one I picked and started dating was the WOG one. Reveal he ends up being crazy, but he's who I end up with. But then I also become friends with all his friends and all these guys. So I'm talking to them all the time, and that's how we met. And he was just like so intriguing to me. He was like shy man, and he was like in a band, and he was very smart. And I just was like obsessed. But I was like dating the other one because I didn't think that was like a thing. And then there's a whole story, and we won't get into it. But that's the tea. And he lives right near me in Strathfield.
Oh my God, yeah. Is oh he my a God. Cop?
No, that's another guy. Oh. a lot of stories. A lot of guys.
That's crazy. But I think that is like a bit to zoom out a bit.
Mm-mm.
I think that is something I love and cherish about you is that you love people and you are open to love and it's beautiful. I think you just form the most amazing, like distinct connections with people and it's amazing to watch.
Thank you.
I love
it. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
It's because of a lot of trauma. No. It's all different things. But yeah, it is a lovely thing. Mm. It's lovely to love.
Mm.
But then you also lose and hurt. And so that's why I push you to love.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Because I don't really at all a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of err on the side of don't talk to me.
A bit. Yeah. And that'd be people who'd relate to me, and that'd be people who relate to you. And that'd be people who would be like, what?
What the fuck? I thought this was a comedy podcast. This sucks.
What the fuck is going on?
My best friend's wedding. This is your fucking movie.
A bit. Mark's asleep. Oh, a bit.
Get over it, Mark. Can we hang out for one second instead of it all being ass and pussy and dirty and rats and?
I know. Because he's gonna get that later from me.
Yeah, he'll slam it in. He'll slam his salami into your garage.
His cannoli. Into my tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Mascarpone.
Into my linguine.
My linguine. My rigatoni.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's what a pussy is like.
No, your pussy is like an orecchiette.
An ear. Like the little ear pasta. Yeah, the little. What does that mean? Tie? Like,
curl in.
Curl in. If yeah, Google, trap it.
Wait, I'm going to Google. Maybe I'm saying the wrong one. Orecchiette. Mm. Oh, no. I was thinking of the ones.
Ravioli.
That, no, not ravioli. What's the ones that they curl in? Like, not shells, but. I don't know. Well, it's not funny then.
No. Well, it hasn't been for 40 minutes.
I know.
Who cares?
I guess so. Yeah, it's a bit kooky this episode.
I don't know. I feel like you just get into it or you don't.
Yeah.
We're a bit therapy girls. We always have been, and we always will be. And like, we're dynamic. And we just said in the car, it's like, get yourself a girl who can do both.
Get yourself a girl.
Get yourself a girl who can do both. Which, speaking of, we wanted to talk about. Well, I wanted to say that we were like thinking about what we were gonna call our fans, like what you can call yourselves.
Sure.
And I had two different ideas, and I'm gonna tell both.
Okay.
So the first one I had was, I was like, get over it. Okay, get over it. I wrote the initials GOI, and then I was like, what does GOI make me think of? And I was like, goiters. And if you don't know what that is, Google it.
Okay. I didn't know. I knew it was something, but I didn't know what it was.
And then it hits you.
An enlarged gland in your neck. It's a goiter. And it's not pretty.
It's ugly.
It's ugly a bit. And maybe bad.
I was like, okay, that's a bit funny.
Goiters.
Hey, goiters.
Goiters.
And then the other one. Is okay, we'll see which one you think is better. But the other one is just fangirls.
Fangirls.
Girls spell G O R L S.
Fangirls.
So maybe just weigh in on what you prefer.
Yeah, let us know what you prefer. And also let me know if I should message this guy from my high school.
Yeah, please.
And
what we should say.
What I should say. Because I haven't spoken to him in years.
Years.
In 7 years or
maybe
something?
Maybe you should Skype him.
Skype? If some dumbass from my high school messaged me and was like, hey, did you have a crush on me? I'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd be ready.
No
you know
way.
Me.
How do you get that conversation started? Hey, how you been? I don't want to do that.
No, you have to.
I don't want to do a small talk. I don't care about his dumb life. That's the tea a bit, is that I think at the time it was like, I'll take what I can get.
So you go in earnest, slut. You go, hey, dude, I've been doing some thinking and like going through some stuff. And I was just wondering, like, that's what you do.
I go in with my cheeks spread, my asshole out, and I'm being vulnerable, girl.
Vulnerable girl, back it up.
Oh.
Back it up, head down, ass up. Well, I'm saying that's one way. Or you do the like, hey, I mean, then it's a bit like you do the genuine like catch up, boring talk. You don't care. He doesn't care. Then it's like, well, then you go. It's just to get to this conversation. So just go in.
I don't
with the,
like that. Yeah. Do earnest girl.
Do
I
earnest
guess.
Girl, I guess.
This is psycho.
Come on. Just go for what you want.
But why do I want this?
You know you want it.
What?
This is a bit Julia Roberts.
What? My best friend's wedding. Yeah, I'm a bitch who lies and cheats and steals.
No, you're going to be her in Aaron Brockovich. No, you haven't seen that. We're going to watch it.
Okay.
And Pretty Woman, you've got to watch it. And then we've got to watch Notting Hill, which is unrelated, but kind of.
In the same universe.
In the same universe. The Marvel universe.
The Marvel universe. My favorite universe. Ever ask anyone, they're my favorite movie. I love Paul Rudd a bit.
Ant-Man is my favorite.
Ant-Man's my favorite.
He's tiny, but he's very strong.
He's got a little dick, but it's real hard.
And I think about it.
I think about it.
I write a bit of porn about it.
Of some fan fiction.
Fan fiction. Yeah. Ant-Man
about
forum.
About him climbing into my ass.
Ew.
And then becoming big.
That's funny.
That's funny. Yuck.
Yuck.
Okay, well, I think it's
Is it
time.
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
Wrap it up?
Yeah. But, cool. Whatevs.
Whatevs.
Whatever. I don't care.
Live show?
Stupid podcast.
I hate my fucking life.
I fucking hate everything. Yeah, come to the live show. So
yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be hot as
it's
shit.
Gonna be
and
hot
I truly
shit.
Don't know what the hell is going to happen. At that
and
live
that's
show.
That's going to be kind of sexy
and
about
that's
it.
That's kind of sexy.
Yeah, just take a risk for once in your life.
Please.
Every show's too, like, we know what's happening. It's dependable. And it's like, take a risk on two very funny people.
Yeah, two nobodies.
Two absolute
fucking
nobodies.
Pencil pushers at the ABC. We'll show them one day. Yeah. And I don't know when it is, and I don't. There's no Facebook event out.
No, but it's coming.
What is it?
1st of August. My fucking birthday is when the events come out. The tickets,
But what's the day of the show?
Oh, it's September 1st, 6 p.m.
Cool.
Dinner time.
Dinner time. Bring your dinner.
Yeah.
We'll ask the Factory Theater to let you eat.
Please. I'll bring lasagna or something.
I'll bring
a beef bourguignon.
Oh, come on.
It's the only time I've heard that. I think that's so funny.
Really? Beef bourguignon.
Yeah, I think it's hot how you say it.
Really? Because I studied French.
Yeah, you did.
Not in high school. All right. I did study French in high school, just not French kissing. Okay, let's go. Let's
All right,
get out
let's
of here.
Go. All right, Mark, zip it up.
Okay, bye.
Bye.